शरणं दत्तन्नाथा तव शरणं भवहरणं दत्तगुरु जय दत्तगुरु पूर्णगुरु अवधूतगुरु दत्तगुरु जय दत्तगुरु पूर्णगुरु अवधूतगुरु दत्तात्रेया तव शरणं दत्तन्नाथा भवहरणं 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 दत्तगुरु जय दत्तगुरु पूर्णगुरु अवधूतगुरु दत्तगुरु जय दत्तगुरु पूर्णगुरु अवधूतगुरु दत्तात्रेया तव शरणं दत्तन्नाथा भवहरणं दत्तात्रेया तव शरणं दत्तन्नाथा भवहरणं दत्तगुरु जय दत्तगुरु पूर्णगुरु अवधूतगुरु दत्तगुरु जय दत्तगुरु पूर्णगुरु अवधूतगुरु दत्तगुरु जय दत्तगुरु पूर्णगुरु अवधूतगुरु दत्तगुरु जय दत्तगुरु पूर्णगुरु अवधूतगुरु.
Wouldn't it be better to sing one line at a time to learn?
Even then, no, the what happened? Yeah. What happens only if it doesn't.
You missed three, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't do three. Number three.
All right, we'll do it now. And does anybody know any other tune? This can be sung in about 150 tunes. This is Swami Sivananda's tune. Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya
Swamiji, the fourth one, what does Dattatreya
do? Dattatreya is the name of another incarnation of Vishnu. Dattatreya.
And Tava Sharanam?
Tava Sharanam, you are my refuge, or I take refuge in you. No, here it does not mean that. Here, because there is a continuation. Dattanatha again is another name of Dattatreya.
Mm-hmm.
Same as Dattatreya. Bhavaharanam. How shall we put it? Sharanam is refuge. By taking refuge in you, bhavaharanam, bondage, we are liberated from bondage.
Bhava is bondage?
No. Bhava is bondage.
And bhava?
Huh?
That's love in...
Bhava.
It's the same spelling.
That's unfortunately in English. Bhava means samsara. You know what samsara means? Same. Bhava and samsara have the same meaning. And bhava haranam. And the whole thing is put in passive voice. Taking refuge in you removes bondage to samsara. And the next two lines, Datta Guru, Jaya Datta Guru. Victory to Dattatreya, the Guru. Jaya is victory. Victory to Dattatreya, the Guru, who is Purna Guru, who is the perfect master. Who is the perfect master, Purna Guru. And Avadhuta Guru. Avadhuta Guru is one who has shed all his veils and therefore naked. Purna Guru, Avadhuta Guru.
What does Datta mean?
Datta, Dattatreya, all same. It's all same.
Same as the Aparja.
Dattatreya. Here you've got three different forms of the same name. Mm-hmm. Dattatreya, Tattannatha, Datta. That story is very interesting. One version of the story. Once there is a sort of gossiping divine sage called Narada. Seems he went to heaven, and there all the Trinity and their wives and so on were seated, and this gossip sage went there and said, "Oh, I went down to the earth and I saw the most chaste woman in the world, the whole universe. No one more chaste than her." I said, "Who is this?" And naturally these women were jealous that somebody should glorify a mere mortal and exalt her above us, goddesses. And they asked him, "Who is that?" And this man mentioned, this divine sage mentioned the name Anasuya. Anasuya was the wife of a sage called Atri. They were living in a hermitage. And this Narada had said that Anasuya is the perfect, most perfect, perfectly chaste woman in the whole universe. There is also a philosophical slant to the insult. Lakshmi, the wife of Vishnu, is also the goddess of wealth. Huh? Goddess of wealth can never be chaste. She goes into the house of anybody. Whoever is wealthy, ma'am, she is there. And Saraswati is the goddess of learning. So she goes and lives on the tongue of every learned man. So nah, obviously they are not very chaste. That's the idea. Anyhow, they were jealous and annoyed. And when this Narada had left the place, and they harassed their husbands, Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, "You must somehow prove him wrong. Doesn't matter that we have been called unchaste. That's never mind. But she must also be proved unchaste. That's all we want. Right? Do something about it." And they said, okay, all three of them conspired, changed their appearance, took on the disguise of mendicants, and went to this hermitage in the absence of the husband. The sage was not there. He had gone for his bath or temple or something. And at that time they presented themselves in front of the cottage. And when this woman saw that, Anusuya saw that there were three holy men outside, she went forward to sort of receive them and worship them or entertain them. And they said, we are all hungry. All three of us are hungry. She said, okay, well, welcome, come in, I'll give you some food. They sat down, the leaves were spread in front of them. And Anusuya brought some food. They shook their head and said, no, sorry, we have taken a vow. We have been through a certain religious rite. We have fasted for so many days. And the scriptures stipulate that the fast can be broken only by someone serving us food naked. We can accept food now only from the hands of a naked woman. Now, according to another law again, that if a woman is seen naked by another man, her chastity is already finished. This is a ruse. She had the food in her hands and looked at the three of them, and she knew. She was so pure, she knew who they were. She said, that's okay, it's simple. She went inside and took, there are two, many versions, let's put one version. The water in which she daily washes the husband's feet. She used to worship with the husband every day. And the water in which the husband's feet had been washed was still there. She took a little bit of that water, sprinkled on the three of them, wishing that all three should become children, babies. As soon as the water was sprinkled, all three gods, Trinity, had become little babies. Then she took off all her clothes, snatched them. It's only, now my chastity is not in at stake. And then took all the babies and said, put them in a cradle. Started rocking. And in the meantime, the sage came back, she told her the whole story. This is funny, people are here, take care. And so, and then it is said that either she or the husband, gathered all three of them together, and they became one. This is called Dattatreya. And this Dattatreya, therefore, has a single body with three heads, the heads of the Trinity.
Does the Treya mean three?
Dattatreya, Treya means three. Atreya, no, no.
What is that story from? I mean, is it from one of the scriptures?
Some legend. There are 18 what are known as Puranas, each one that size. Millions
of stories. Huh?
Lots and lots of them. But nice, interesting.
Mythology.
Yeah. It is mythology. Not like.
So stories of Krishna are really amusing too.
Chew.
He is devil.
And probably you have read this book of God, this Bhagavatam. That's the basis. But there are at least 700,000 stories apart from those found in the Bhagavatam.
Om Asad Gamaya, Tamasoma, Jyotir Gamaya, Mrityorma, Mutam Gamaya, Om Purnamada, Purnamidam, Purnat, Purnamadachate, Purnasya, Purnamadaya, Purnameva, Vasishyate, Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Sometimes they contradict each other and so on, but the Indian is not worried about all that.
Yeah.
As long as they are nice stories. And God is mentioned, Krishna, Rama, something.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what.